Welcome back, guys, to Gaming with X3 News with me, your host, Jack Fuller. Today, we're going to take things a little differently. Instead of me summing up the weekly gaming news like I usually do, I wanted to talk about a specific issue, with this issue being a question of what makes a good video game. Now, what got me thinking about this was an article written by Totilo of Kotaku, where he tackles the question of what is the difference between a good video game and a bad one. His conclusion is that a good video game will offer the player choice. His example of Tetris is absolutely brilliant. Tetris is certainly not the game I think of when you think of meaningful choices. My mind kind of wanders into BioWare territory with games like Mass Effect. But Tetris is certainly an inspired choice. Stefan reasons Tetris is a game of choice by exampling that every block the player receives presents them with multiple choices. So to quote him, he states that each falling piece presents the opportunity for some basic but also interesting choices. Where will I put this piece? Can I rotate it fast enough? Should I drop it swiftly? What is the next piece coming? And how will this piece set me up for the next one? He goes on with a few more examples, but he certainly makes a solid case. Choices do help separate the good video games from the bad ones, but there's surely more to it than that. It is truly hard to define what a good video game is. At the end of the day, it all comes down to the player. A lot of people think that Bioshock games are brilliant, but I find them utterly boring. But whereas I enjoy Viva Piñata, a lot of players don't. Most time it comes down to personal preference, but there are a collection of defining features that make a video game fun, and a fun experience is always a good experience. As Stefan rightly highlighted, the ability to choose certainly helps make a good game, but I think the picture is much broader than that. Gameplay encompasses choice, and without a solid gameplay experience, video games just aren't fun. I recently wrote an article displaying the reasons for gameplay being so important, so I really suggest that you check that out. But well-designed and well-implemented gameplay is certainly the difference between a good and bad game. Now, have you ever played one of these games where the gameplay has just broken the experience? Because I have. I recently played the Resident 6 demo, and it was so poorly implemented in terms of gameplay. It just took the player out of the experience. What was there was good, it was just the way it was implemented. So you had technical issues, stuttering, really, really concrete movement, really stiff. And it just took you out of the experience, and which is a real shame, because Resident Evil excelled in other areas, which helped make it a solid game. The area where it did excel was the atmosphere it created. To use an industry-recognized term, I'm referring to the aesthetics of a game. Every game has its own aesthetics, its own style. This can encompass the music, the character designs, and the art style. But if this aesthetic is consistent and fitting for the genre, then you have the start to a really good game. One of the best examples of aesthetic I can think of is Borderlands. Borderlands' art style, its character development, its whole aesthetic is just fits together. It really, really works well. If it isn't consistent, or if it doesn't reflect what the gameplay is trying to achieve, then it goes some way to breaking the game. It's the same with narrative and characters. If characters are consistent and the storyline fits, then you have the foundations of an excellent game. Of course, you may have no storyline and still have a really good game. The player may forge their own narrative, such as in The Sims or Minecraft, but if it fits in with the feeling that the game is trying to create, then you again have the making of a really, really good, solid game. Now, we can view video games as a jigsaw puzzle. They are made up of different sized pieces which need fitting together. If the designers manage to get each piece to fit seamlessly with the others, then they will be faced with a piece of art and they will have truly created a great, great game. If they can't quite manage to put every piece together or have forced pieces together creating jagged lines and spaces, then they're faced with a game that might not work or it won't work as seamlessly and it has the possibility of break. So to answer the question, what makes a good video game? It's a pretty simple one actually. Good designers. If a designer understands who, what, when, where and why and can fit all of those pieces together, then you will have an exceptionally good video game to sell to the public. If they don't understand even one of these sections, then they may end up breaking their own game. Now, I put it to you guys who are listening at home. What do you think makes a good video game? When you play your Assassin's Creed, your Diablos, your Gears of War, what makes you think of these games as good? And what would you use as an example of a bad game? Thanks for listening, guys. It's been a bit of a short podcast. I've been Jack Fuller, and I shall speak to you guys next week.